toll free 888-803-4438.
This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we're already into the third and final hour of this Thursday global transmission against tyranny, against every facet and form of control freak minion. The rumors and the documentation begins on this show. I don't talk about chupacabras, yetis, UFOs, or Easter bunnies. No, my friends, I don't talk about a bridge I want to sell you on the moon. We talk about real issues, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the New World Order, the concentration camps, the foreign troops, the gun grabbing that's going on, the neocon, Trojan horses destroying our freedoms, working with the Democrats, the New World Order, the IMF, the World Bank, the OECD, all the organizations that want to enslave you and your family. Bunch of news coming up in this third hour on a host of key issues. So stay with us. But right now, before we get into Arnold and the recall and the gun control and the neocon activities, let's go back to these calls for folks that have been holding very patiently. And let's talk to Jay. Jay, where are you calling us from today?
Calling you from New Jersey, Alex. The used to be called the Garden State, but now I like to refer to it as the Gulag State.
It certainly is. Your FEMA guy there, Sid Casperson, said that under a red alert, you will not be allowed to leave your home. You'll, quote, be considered an enemy. All of your basic rights will be stripped away under martial law. Did you see that in your Gannett News Service?
Oh, absolutely. That was actually a few months ago, I believe.
Yeah,
I was terrified when I read that.
And you're a slave. I'm sorry I interrupted you. Go ahead.
Oh, you know, it's funny you mentioned that. I went for a walk the other day. We were having some really nice weather here. I walked past the police station, and I saw two police officers. Apparently, they had the lettering "Serve and Protect" on the police cars. Well, it's funny. I saw two cops removing those letters. You know, I guess they got some kind of order to take that off the police cars now.
They have been told in New York and other cities that they are to squeeze, shove us around, keep us in line, let us know that they are our gods, literally, that they're the boss. And, you know, all over the country, Serve and Protect's being taken off. It's feed on us, shove us around, let us know who the boss is.
I wish I had my camera. I could have got a picture of it, but...
You know what you ought to do? You ought to carry around in your car with you or even on your person those little $5 disposable cameras. I always do that. You never know what you're going to come across.
Yeah, the other point I wanted to talk about was, you know, again, the Schwarzenegger thing.
Bad about Hitler, buddy, or you're going to... That's anti-Semitic.
It really seems to me that, like, the globalists or the elitists or, you know, however you want to refer to these people that are, like, engineering this whole thing, I mean, it seems like they always set up a situation where it's a win-win for them. And to me...
Yeah, whether it's Cruz Bustamante, the racist, or Arnold, the racist. But see, notice it's okay. If you're an establishment guy like Bustamante, it's okay if you're a racist. If you're an establishment guy like Arnold, it's okay if you're a racist. I mean, the guy went in before hundreds of bodybuilders and began screaming the N-word, "All blacks get out, you're trash, you're filth." That's on the record.
Yeah.
Man, imagine that. And the Simon Wiesenthal Center endorses him. That makes me so mad.
Right. And you hit the nail right on the head because, I mean, if Arnold doesn't get in, then it's a Trojan horse to get Bustamante in. And, I mean, what he's going to do to the state, I mean, just basically turn it into, you know, another
But
you
Davis
know,
and Arnold
Mexico.
Are, you know, how they have Bustamante in there. Let everybody see the horror. Glenn Spencer says, let this come out as fast as possible. That's our only hope that America will finally realize how much trouble we're in.
Right, but it's also funny. I'm looking at an article right now out of the BBC, and it was actually quoting, of all people, Will Smith, the actor Will Smith, and he says of Schwarzenegger, he says, He really represents the American dream, coming to America with nothing to become the biggest movie star in the world and then to decide to run for governor. He is the perfect candidate.
And Will Smith is a New World Order whore. Stay there. We'll talk more about it when we get back.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hi, my name is Donald from TheGoldenAnswer.com. Everyone knows that they need to own gold and silver. You see the headlines every day. It's the only safe haven in these turbulent times. Many of you want to acquire gold, but you can't afford it. TheGoldenAnswer.com is a private club, and our members acquire gold at 40 cents on the dollar. That's right, just 40 cents on the dollar. Our layaway leverage plan will help you stockpile real wealth. Now, obviously, there's a catch, but we believe in you. We believe in your desire to be secure. We believe in your desire to be free. Our plan is simple. Only our club members can open a layaway contract by putting down a 40% deposit. The balance is paid off by getting 5 other people into the club and to open a contract. We are the answer, the golden answer to securing your future in gold and silver bullion at 40 cents on the dollar. For more information, visit us at thegoldenanswer.com or give us a call at 1-800-710-1090. That's 1-800-710-1090.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, real quick, let's go through these calls because I got a lot of news I need to cover, folks. There's a lot of news we haven't gotten to yet. Going back now to Jay in New Jersey, who was bringing up Arnold in this disgusting Will Smith quote. Talk about a little corporate minion. Will Smith about how wonderful Arnold is and this American dream. Yeah, of going and joining the Bohemian Grove, a cult compound, and so you're allowed to say you love Hitler and be hailed as a good guy. It just shows the incredible double standard of this. And then Will Smith isn't dumb. He knows that Arnold has publicly said he hates black people. That's amazing. Go ahead and finish up what you were saying, Jay.
Yeah, I just thought that quote really exemplifies how, like, these celebrities and these elite insiders, I mean, they basically all promote each other, and it's all a big business. And I'm convinced, you know, we already know that the defense military-industrial complex has been running the Hollywood movie industry since, like, the days of Disney in the 50s, the 40s.
Yeah, that's totally admitted.
Right, and I'm convinced that they're being, like, offered. They have to be there's some incentive, and it's got to be something like advanced life extension technology in exchange for, you know, being a part of this conditioning program, which essentially is what it is. I mean,
well, no, that's exactly what they're being offered. Then you see Arnold telling you what it's all about in Running Man.
Right. And they really don't care. I mean, as long as they're getting
in the Terminator, we'll take
action. I mean, they don't care if we're all, you know, vaporized off the planet of the Earth. Or the surface of the Earth, they'll be underground in some, you know, bunker.
That, take the sixth day.
Right.
That movie about cloning. And
right.
That's what they discuss, folks. Some of the reports come out of the Grove. I mean, they hatched the Manhattan Project there in, like, 1941. They hatched Star Wars there in 1978. And I don't mean the movie Star Wars, folks. I mean, we ought to really have a Star Wars program. They hatch Arnold. They said a month before he was going to run. Everybody said, he's not running. And I said, well, it looks like he is. The Grove says that's who they want. They always brag, too. It's like a couple weeks before they announced Dick Cheney as George Bush's running mate. They're like, he has heart problems. That'll never happen. Oh, he lives in the same state as Bush. And that's not going to be allowed. That's against federal law, Constitution. And then it came out on CNN. They go, it's been announced from Bohemian Grove. Some of the executives for Time Warner were hanging out, as she said, with the former president and former chairman, Joint Chiefs of Staff, Colin Powell. And they've said the choice has been made at the Bohemian Grove for Colin Powell. I mean, by Colin Powell and George Bush Sr., that it will be Dick Cheney. They love to let you know that they're the bosses. This little-known economist, this patriot, this anti-New World Order guy, Alan Greenspan, goes to the Grove and for the first time becomes a member, and then a month later they announce him as the new Federal Reserve Chairman back in 1984. So they really do let you know that they're the bosses.
Right. Hey, that's all I got, Alex. Just wanted to mention, too, that I just got a DVD burner, and I'm buying 911 Road to Tyranny. I believe that's available in DVD format, right?
Yes, but you'll have to either lower the res of it or break it in two to put it on one DVD.
Okay.
Because
I want to basically copy
my DVD
copy that video.
My DVD is a DVD 9.
Okay.
And so a DVD 9 is two layers.
Right.
Okay, really, it's like a two-disc set, but it's on one disc. It's 170 minutes.
Right. Yeah, I want to copy that, and I want to give it out to all the police in my my town, because like, I'm pretty familiar with all the police here and stuff. My families, you know, some people in my family are firefighters and stuff, so
yeah,
you know, I try and get it out to law enforcement.
If you can head it off at the pass, Jay,
right.
and show them what's happening before the conditioning gets even worse or before the globalists launch another terror attack, that'd be great. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that call. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to, I guess it's Eric up in Skull and Bones territory up in Connecticut.
Hello, Alex. Welcome from Corrupticut.
That's it. Heart of the blue blood New World Order system.
Boy, I'll tell you, it's sure pervasive up here. Just about everywhere you look, in both subtle and not so subtle ways. You know, I wanted to put a plug in for your Berkey filters. I am on a budget right now. I don't have the bread at this point in time to get one of the big ones. But I got one of the little sport Berkeys, and I took it to work. And the water that I drank from the tap, where I work, it's literally like drinking from the YMCA swimming pool. It's that chlorinated. I ran it through this little filter, and let me tell you something. That water came out like it came out of the Poland Springs bottle, Alex. So I just wanted to put a plug in for these filters. They're awesome, and I recommend every listener at least consider buying one. The little ones, the big ones, they're awesome filters.
Well, they're also a great sponsor, but I chose to buy Big Berkey products before they were a sponsor years ago, and the body is 70% water. This is a big deal, and people, you don't know what you've been drinking until you stop drinking it. I mean, when you've been drinking clean water for a month or even a few weeks, try drinking tap water. It is horrible tasting.
I did the other day, and let me tell you something. I almost gagged. You know, after you drink water through a good filter, tap water, you just don't want to go back to it.
Well, look, my whole life, I would brush my teeth with fluoride toothpaste, and I'd always get kind of a little bit of a headache when I was a child. And every time I would drink a bunch of tap water, it was just like, why isn't it satisfying? Why does it make me feel bad? I mean, I just didn't remember that. I don't feel like that anymore now. My brain works so much better. And it says right on the back of the toothpaste bottle, if you ingest any of this, it's deadly poison. Call poison control immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had the top scientists, brain surgeons, epidemiologists, chemists on. And now the former big head dentist in Canada who got fluoridation put in says he's wrong. It's deadly. So, and it's not just the fluoride. It's the chlorine. It's the pesticides. It's the herbicides. It's the there's all this MBTE. All this runoff, people that are all fertilizing their yards, all that garbage goes right into your water, folks.
Yeah, definitely.
And so they put a bunch of more poison in it that'll kill the bacteria. And, oh, this is so good for you, drinking a bunch of dead bacteria and stuff that'll kill bacteria.
Yeah,
and they've proven that the chlorine alone triples your chances of kidney cancer.
Yep, I believe it.
So, folks, hey, drink good filtered water, and you're going to live longer. I mean, that's just the statistics. But you got to be careful, too, about what you're absorbing through your skin.
Yep. Alex, one other thing I wanted to mention, that I wrote a letter to my to the editor of my local paper. New London Day has about 50,000 readers. I wrote a letter about the Patriot Act, and I linked to your website, Infowars.com, for synopses of the Patriot Act. And just keep up the great work, Alex. That's all I had.
Did they put that in the newspaper?
Yes, they did. They linked to your website in the New London Day. When you went onto their website and you accessed that article, it was a live link.
It was a live link to my analysis of Patriot Act, too?
To your website, and then you could just see right on the website, you know, the Patriot Act is analyzed, and you could just click on that. So what it did was...
Wow,
just,
you know, I would hope you'd send me that issue. I would really appreciate that.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. And I also have the recording, Alex, of Sean Hannity, our good neocon, interviewing Harry Ashcroft.
I'd love to hear that interview. Yeah, that'd be great if you want to send that to me, too. I'd really appreciate your fine work. But what was that like? What was that love fest like?
Oh, geez. Well, basically, Ashcroft from the get-go, he just insisted that the Patriot Act did not abrogate or infringe on any of our civil liberties, that these people who were protesting this act were nothing but a bunch of screaming banshees who were chasing the phantoms of lost liberty, as it were. And Hannity, he just couldn't say enough about Ashcroft, and Hannity was basically playing right along with it. And Alex, it turned out to be more like a mutual admiration society than anything else. They really didn't talk about the meat of the issue.
Well, that's all these shows are, is ads for their books.
That's
about it. I spend about 2 minutes on average an hour plugging my videos.
Yeah, I know you do, and I heard...
But these guys, I mean, it's all about their book, and let's read from my book, and let's, you know, just on.
I heard Limbaugh had a ghostwriter for his books. Is that true?
Guys, Joseph Farah wrote his books.
No kidding. I'll tell you, that guy, let me tell you something, Alex. That guy, Limbaugh and Hannity and Savage, those guys at one point had me totally buffaloed. I mean, buffaloed. And, you know, I have to admit, it was not easy to kind of wake up and smell the coffee, as it were.
And I tell you, once you know what they're up to, isn't it obvious?
Yeah, it is. And I'll tell you, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for help waking me up.
Well, I know. I want to thank all you guys. God bless and take care, my friend. Yeah, I got this article about the pill gorger Limbaugh, which, you know, he actually hasn't been too behind the drug war, just because his listeners aren't, but... I don't know. I just think it's scary what's going on in this country and the stuff all these people are involved in. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to, I guess it's Wyatt up in Maryland. Wyatt, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex. Just want to touch on a couple topics if I can. About 3 years ago on 60 Minutes, it had been 4 years ago, Leslie Stahl was doing a story about extradition and how policing departments can't afford to bring certain criminals extradited because they can't afford the expense to send the two officers out to, like, we'll say Colorado. In fact, the person they were talking about was in Colorado, and so
this whole national train that's coming into D.C. tomorrow, or is it today, with these tens of thousands of illegals saying you don't have a right to control your border. How about we arrest all those people right now?
Well, we should. Absolutely. Anyway, what this story turned into was a report, actually, on the U.S. Marshals airline that they run out of Oklahoma City, Will Rogers Airport, where they have the detention center there. and they have a fleet of jets, about 7 to 9 727s, and then some Citation jets and some twin-engine turboprops.
Yeah, it's a horrible center, and I have talked to people.
I know you have.
I have talked to people that have been involved with that. Down on the bottom floor of that, they do have a crematorium. And by the way, that was in the Rocky Mountain News. The governor admits they've got secret crematoriums for you. They need to burn your body. Get rid of the evidence. Stay there, Wyatt. We'll talk about how in free countries they secretly kill you and put you in ovens. We'll be right back.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom-line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-709 94 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Theoricet, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
because I got a bunch of other news, as usual, I want to get to. And let's go to these calls quick. Wyatt, Maryland, finishing up a point you were making. Go ahead.
Sure. Well, anyway, the story was about the situation that you reported on many, many times about the Oklahoma City complex and how they transport 100,000 prisoners a year through there or more, taking them to federal prison camps for industry uses. And I just want to also say I've heard a lot of people call up off and on that say, gee, Alex, I used to feel this way. Now I understand what's going on. My whole thinking has changed because of you and the things that you've pointed out. So it proves that more and more people, in fact, you just had a caller that was several callers that had stated that, how their mindset has changed about what's really going on. And they used to be brainwashed with the Limbaughs and the Hannabys and the rest of them. Everything that I know, Alex, if you have, is this for any new listeners, everything that you have ever stated that sounded like fiction to most people has always bared 100% truth behind it. And I don't care how bizarre the statements that you have made sounded to other people, but everything that you've ever reported or came across has been 100% correct and true.
Well, let me stop you, Wyatt. Now, I do make occasional mistakes, and if I catch them, I'll admit it. I get dates wrong. I'll read a name wrong. I do stuff like that. But the difference with this network and this show is, and I appreciate the kind comments, we try to tell the truth. We do our best to really get down to the nitty-gritty of what's going on. And over time, yes, this show has been proven to be frighteningly accurate. And, you know, look at history, how weird history is, all the bizarre things that happened. And so, yeah, this stuff sounds crazy and wild, but that's one reason the New World Order is in so much trouble, is that we were there, not just myself, but thousands of other prominent folks fighting the New World Order, for decades saying what was going to happen. Now it's happened. And you do see a big awakening take place.
One more thing, and I'm done. I was listening to your program several years ago when Columbine happened. You broke the news on your – I was listening to Shortwave. You broke the news on your show that it just came out of Colorado that several men are opening fire on the schools, on students. Now, you reported several men dressed in black. That's exactly what you reported. And that is what is bearing truth to right now. Not only the two boys, but there were several men, and then that disappeared. That whole thing about extra people disappeared in the national conspiracy press that we listened to, and I thought that was just very important because you did point that out, and now it's bearing fruit.
Well, the children coming out were saying, yeah, there were four men, two young men, two old men. They were shooting everybody, and. Then we have this out of the Denver Post today for those that are wondering why we're bringing up Columbine. Columbine files to be destroyed. Victims' families want depositions made public. The families are saying there's a cover-up. And the cover-up is the police admit they were ordered to shoot some of the kids that were exiting the building. And there were people inside. That's why the SWAT teams were held back for 4 hours. Thanks.
That's why they destroy everything from Waco to Oklahoma City to the World Trade Center towers. They do away with all the evidence.
That's what they do. That's what criminals do. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Let's talk to Frank in West Virginia. Thanks for holding, Frank.
Yes, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. I have two quick questions, and along the lines of your last caller and that topic of Columbine, I talked to a police officer who works in a school, and he just went in for training, got out recently, said that one of the training tactics is a lockdown if there is any problems or shootings or anything like that. He couldn't explain to me why the reasoning or so-called logic behind it. But I simply told him if I were a parent with children, walked in with some murderers, there's nobody's going to get in my way from going into that school and rescuing them. And,
well, children running out were getting double tapped in the head by the cops. And I know this, you know, if I had a child in a government training camp and they were going to tell me I had to stand there because they were cowards and going to let my child be killed, I mean, I'd do the same thing. I'd go in there. But, no, they say that during a school shooting, if there's a shooting going on in the school, the principal hits a button now. This is being federally paid for. Everything locks down. So you watch. You're going to have 100 children killed, 100 young people, and the news is going to go, well, they could have escaped, but, well, the lockdown's still good. We're going to take your guns now. Well, and they're advertising the schools as a place to go if you're a lunatic.
I was just wondering about the Safe Schools Act. And it's coming up. There's a bond coming up in 2 days. I'm going to try and fight this thing and just need to learn a little bit more about it.
Oh, there. Yeah, safe schools is just turning your schools into a prison.
Okay.
Training your children how to be prisoners in the New World Order. Anything else, sir?
No, just six-month mandatory for use of profanity.
Tell you what, stay there. We'll talk about it. Stay there. I want to hear about this.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it...
Prescott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
All right, quickly. We're going to let Frank and Carl and Rhonda have some comments, and I got to get some of this news we haven't covered yet. You know, when you talk about history and you read about Roman emperors firing the Senate and marrying their horse and having it walk into the palace and, you know, leave its stuff all over the place, and, you know, Nero burning Rome to blame it on his enemies so he could expand his palace, and strangling people every morning when he woke up for fun. When you read about the Aztecs and all the insane things they did, and you look at Hitler and Stalin and Mao and Pol Pot, and just in almost every case throughout history, tyranny is the norm. Tyranny is the natural system of sadistic, predatory manipulators that get into control, that enjoy evil, and who don't have a conscience, and they call it social Darwinism. You know, they believe in evolution. They take it to the other extreme of saying, well, you know, we're ruthless, we're evil, and that means we're the strongest, you know, survival of the fittest, and so it's our right to rule over you, and it's all our right to feed on you. They call us cattle or bugs or Ted Turner calls us useless feeders, a Hitler quote. And then you try to talk to the average dumbed down societally engineered person, and you want to warn them. You care about them. You need them to wake up so we can protect our families in this society, and they want to laugh at you. Well, I tell you, it doesn't hurt my feelings. It doesn't make me mad. It kind of makes me sad, but I just boldly look them in the eye and say, hey, I'm trying to warn you. Can you feel the humanity? Do you have a sixth sense? Can you feel that I'm telegraphing this is serious? And I'm able, despite all my foibles, to break a lot of people's conditioning because I'll grab them by the shoulders and say, hey, this is real. You better wake up. And some people say, well, you can't do things, you know, that extreme. A lot of folks will be turned off by it. I don't know. I found the opposite. I mean, if you just run in and tell people, hey, we're under attack, enemy forces, there they are. You've been blind to them. A lot of times they'll shake their heads and go, whoa, I do see it. Man the guns in the info war. Prepare for physical attack. Because the enemy is going to be launching some physical attacks because they're losing the info war right now. They got lies that have to be reapplied continuously. And they have to have a bunch of compartmentalized minions carrying it out. Don't even understand what they're truly part of. Whereas we have the thinkers and those that have passion and those that have love and those that are willing to sacrifice and that are selfless. We've got the power, but all we need to do is use it. All right, let's go ahead. And it's very frustrating to know we have that power to not see you not using it out there. You need to use that power that God gave you. You are a leader. You're a creature made in the image of the creator of the universe. You understand the power. You understand the potential that God has put in all of us. You must use it. You must in this fight against evil. That's why we're here. It's a test. Life is so short. What matters is what you do in your life, what you stand up against, the adversities you overcome, the family you raise, the evil you stand up against. It isn't how many yachts you can amass and how many women you can have sex with and how many throats you can slit. Let's go ahead and talk. Let Frank in West Virginia finish up. Go ahead, Frank.
You're familiar with the no-tolerance rules that they've policies they've had in the schools.
Yeah, and when you mentioned 6 months, you get 6 months of what if you use one profanity?
Yeah, 6 months of expulsion, or I think the term was you're basically kicked out of school for 6 months.
Well, they send you to a criminal secondary school where they teach you how to huff paint and how to be a drug dealer, and you get recruited into that.
I see. But I'm trying to fight this thing, and there's a bond coming up in a couple of days to vote on to further fund this on the local level for the bricks and mortar and prison bars or whatever.
Well, let me break down what it is.
Sure.
They have the National Association of Counties, Cities, County Commissioners, Governors. They all go to these big dinners 10 times a year, 20 times a year, and they all get given their walking orders. They're told what the lobbyists are going to be kicking cash out for, what the feds want, and they come back, and so what you have in your area is being done everywhere. Now, it's another case of problem, reaction, solution. They put profanity all over primetime TV. They put men in bed together, women in bed together, at 7 o'clock at night on channels targeting tweenies, not even teens. The children's magazines are more pornographic than Hustler. We were just reading that out of the London Independent. You know, telling the girls how to do all this different stuff. All the different, you know, rock bands and a lot of the rap bands and people, they're out there with all this profanity-laced stuff. It's all over TV. It's all over the culture. And then everybody goes, man, our kids are out of control and cussing. We got to get really tough. Fine. 6 months out of school. And by the way, when they kick you out, they then say, well, it's your fault you've been suspended. CPS comes to the house, or the truancy officer, or they put you on probation in a lot of these schools. If you're, quote, late to class or miss a few days of school, you're put on probation. Your parents aren't told that you have a right to a jury. It's all just an administrative court. They have you here, sign here, waive your child's right. So it's about getting your children into the system. Instead of ripping the TVs out of the walls, throwing them into the garbage can, taking a ball-peen hammer to them or a sledgehammer, you ought to have a ritual in your backyard of beating the television to death.
I agree.
And instead of telling your child there's an enemy force sworn to destroy their mind, sworn to get them on drugs, sworn to get them into a family-destroying system, instead of reaching out to your children and telegraphing the societal tribal understanding of an enemy force that we're together as a family. The family is a unit to feed and clothe and defend against enemies. And you have to activate that tribal force that God gave us. You must activate it in your children and to resist this system that is meant to destroy that tribal force, is meant to destroy that unit. And so, again, they create the crisis, they train your kids how to act like idiots, and then your child says a cuss word, and they're drug off to the principal by the police officer, they're frisked, they're drug tested, they're thrown out of school, they're put into the criminal school, they're now in the system, oh, now they do something wrong at that, now they're deeper into the system. Look, they said we're going to have 30 million people in prison by the end of this decade. They didn't say that for nothing. They plan to do it, and they're training your children how their new job is going to be as a prisoner. That's the future. No jobs, NAFTA and GATT and all that. Your new future is as a prison guard or as a worker in a prison. Go ahead.
Yes, you're absolutely right, Alex, and looking for some tactics to stop this thing. So I'm going to go pick up a comprehensive annual financial report to see how much has been set aside that hasn't been spent on anything. And bring this before the public here in the next 2 days best I can, and show that there's no need for funding for this whatsoever, as well as bringing...
Well, they're turning the schools into prisons. I mean, before Columbine, yeah, the school shootings were way down. They're even more down from there. All they're doing, putting up fences and ID cards and frisking the children, is training them how to live in an Orwellian system. Thanks for the call,
Thank
Frank.
You.
So go ahead.
Thank you very much. I'll just give my remainder of the time over to the next caller.
All right. Thank you. Look, I mean, I know I start ranting and raving over this subject. They have sold a counterculture. I was being interviewed by a big hip-hop magazine up in Canada, and they were fully aware of the New World Order, really great folks, and they understand this counterculture, how they co-opt the counterculture and then mutate it, as one listener said, on this show, into just an abomination. And they tell the young people, wild sex, drugs, being rebellious, vandalizing stuff, that's cool. Now, that's the big military-industrial complex-owned media telling you that all of this destructive stuff is cool. And then when your child goes out and acts this out, they're grabbed up by the system. And so they're just they're making it a fashion to get into a system that'll make you a prisoner. I mean, I hate to use this analogy, but it's a great analogy from Pinocchio. You ever seen the Disney classic Pinocchio? Pinocchio gets in with a group of young hoodlums, and these old con artists bring him out to this party island where you break windows and drink beer and play pool and smoke cigars. You know, the radical thing for in the 40s. Late 40s, early 50s, whenever that movie came out. And in the morning, they all turn into jackasses. They all turn into donkeys. And they get loaded on slave ships. Now, what's the moral there? That the establishment, that the pirates, that the old men, the con artists, knew that by getting these young people into this, the so-called radical lifestyle, they were actually putting them into bondage, that they were actually getting control of them. Now do you understand? And that's exactly what it is. I mean, how cynical, how sick that the corporate heads of the media sell your children a lifestyle that'll get them in prison. They sell them regalia and fashions that the police are being trained at the same time are gang paraphernalia or are a certain uniform for them to alert on. So basically the police are mindless dogs that have been trained to attack anyone who has a certain scent on them. And then the news tells your children to put this scent on. Again, there's the analogy. And the police will rend and tear and drag your young away, and you'll just sit there and wonder how it ever happened. Instead of looking your child in the eye and explaining this is an enemy program to destroy them. And I know the patriots and the Christians that raise their children like this, their children never stray, folks. They never stray. They're strong leaders. They're controlled. They're focused. These young people that I've seen out there are amazing. And you look at their counterparts, these slack-jawed, dead-eyed, just morons. All right. I got it real quick here. Let's talk to Rhonda in Missouri and then Carl. Go ahead, Rhonda.
Hi, Alex. Just one thing, quick thing on the power that we have. Luke 20:21, when the Pharisees demanded of Jesus when the kingdom of God should come, he said, it will not come with observation. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you, within each one of us. And
I got to stop you right there. I don't want to be listed as an anti-Semite. There is no New Testament is allowed on this show because I don't want to be listed by the ADL as an anti-Semite. I know Jesus was a Jew. I understand that. But we just want to go ahead and bow to the pressure. And of course, I'm being sarcastic, but pretty soon I'll be arrested. Next few years. They're about to ban the New Testament in Europe. They're banning it in Pennsylvania, Governor Mark Swiker. That's the Associated Press. You cannot read the passages against homosexuality. And there's a move by the ADL and Simon Wiesenthal Center to ban the Bible right now. So that's how far we've gone.
Well, they're welcome to do whatever they want, but I'll keep worshiping Jesus Christ and God, and I'll take that wherever that takes me.
Well, anti-Semitism, according to them.
And they, as far as what they call us, we're not human beings anymore. We're human resources to be disposed of and used at their whim. One quick thing on Rush, a local morning program for an hour and a half. They started out the program what a non-issue Rush was, this big deal, but they proceeded to talk about it for an hour and a half. Mostly,
I'm almost convinced this could be a stunt.
I think.
You've got him with the black guy comments. You've got him with the pills. You had him with the, he's deaf, couldn't hear. This is just to prop him up because his listenership's evaporating.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if that's the case, but it smells like that.
I tend to agree with you that bring in the polarization. And it was kind of comical because the host said right off about Sharpton being against it. And he said, that almost makes you think something that he did was right. And when I called him, I said, you're starting to get half of it. You know, you're right. It's all about polarization. It's all about these people are on the same team. But I had to remind them, they kind of brushed over the prescription drug issue thing. I said, look, what would happen if your daughter or your sister or your mother was caught at a checkpoint with a prescription bottle that didn't belong to them?
I know old ladies who've been taken to jail because they, you know, would put their pills in the little case for the day.
Right.
Instead of carrying a big old bottle. And they'll take them to jail. I'm sorry, ma'am, got to do it. So, you know what? I say let's put Limbaugh in prison for 20 years.
And this is the same crowd that when they took the Ten Commandments out of the Alabama courthouse down there was saying, well, that's the law, you know, that's the law.
Do, 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 do.
Yeah. is amazing. And these are neocons. I mean, they're all for Bush. They're, you know, and I just keep trying to call in and tell them they don't like hearing from me. I don't get too much time on, but.
I heard you on that big Chicago show, Beyond the Beltway.
Yeah.
Which ought to be called In the Beltway.
Yeah.
But I heard you really tear them up on Skull and Bones.
Well, you know, the truth. The truth still set us free, and that's what I love about you, Alex, is, you're going to stand up and defend yourself if that time should come, but the truth is our weapon.
It is. They got to reapply their lies over and over again, and all we got to do is point the lies out. We got an easy job. Thanks for the call.
Bye.
Rhonda, I appreciate it. Last caller real quick, Carl in Indiana. Go ahead, Carl.
Hey, Alex, how you doing today?
Pretty good, buddy.
Yeah, hey, I was wanting to touch base. Chicago did pass that resolution to, at least take a look at the Patriot Act.
And I know Atlanta's considering it, too, so.
But, I mean, that's huge news, and it
that's
was only covered
in five cities. It's 400.
Yeah, ABC 7 was still reporting like 100.
I heard some on the news nationally. 100 cities, 45 cities, one state, 170 cities. It was over 400 months ago.
What I want to say is I called a local editor here in Northwest Indiana, and he said, oh, well, it doesn't matter. That's just, you know, that federal law can't supersede. So here's a newspaper editor who's probably been given his speaking papers in the morning.
All the big editors met with Ashcroft.
Oh, yeah, and it's very important that I don't believe has gotten the news coverage in our area. That's, you know, Chicago, I think, is probably the largest city that has passed resolution.
Well, absolutely. But, I mean, you know, Daly ought to read what is in the Patriot Act, because that's exactly the type of garbage he's been pulling.
Oh, yeah. No, he's definitely, an NWO. But the thing is...
Well, it shows the pressure that's been put on them.
Yeah, the more lies they tell, the more they are going to have to tell more lies. And then pretty soon it just gets so big, they can't lie anymore.
Well, yeah, now it's just...
critical mass of falsity.
Well, now it's like they'll tell the truth one day... and go, yeah, it's world government, we're taking all your rights. Next day, we never said that, there's no Patriot Act, too. I mean, it's gotten where it's almost like they're practicing lying on purpose just to burn us out, where we're just like, I mean, I'm almost at the point of cannot compute, you know, in the old movie where the robot smoke starts coming out of its ears. I mean, it's just, I'm like going, whoa, 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 you know.
And well, the thing is, people need to get out and they need to call their newspaper editors when they find that there is something that's about. Get it into the local newspapers, you know, and stay on them, and you know, get out and get, like you always say, get websites themselves, and become involved. Like the last caller said, the truth shall set us free.
Absolutely, thank you so much for the call. I really appreciate it. Of course, the rest of that passage says that if you're into evil, you're going to be blinded. You're not going to be able to see. But I mean, there are so many people that think they're good Christians or good conservatives, and really, if you start talking to them. They believe in big government. They believe in communism. They're not, they're hollow. They've just got a label in their mind, an image of what they are, an image of what America is. And I'm telling you, that's all gone, folks. We want to get America back now. We're in desperate straits. Have you heard them? They say NAFTA and GATT is going to result in 7 times the loss of jobs overseas. 7 times what it is now. And they want more NAFTA and GATT? I mean, I have to hear another Al Gore or George Bush Sr. tell me how good NAFTA and GATT is? See, they're all together on gun control. They were all together on going into Iraq. They were all together on NAFTA and GATT. They're all together. And this false choice that the neocons project is what is killing us. Bill Clinton could never have gotten away with what George Bush is. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hi, my name is Donald from thegoldenanswer.com. Everyone knows that they need to own gold and silver. You see the headlines every day. It's the only safe haven in these turbulent times. Many of you want to acquire gold, but you can't afford it. Thegoldenanswer.com is a private club, and our members acquire gold at 40 cents on the dollar. That's right, just 40 cents on the dollar. Our layaway leverage plan will help you stockpile real wealth. Now, obviously, there's a catch, but we believe in you. We believe in your desire to be secure. We believe in your desire to be free. Our plan is simple. Only our club members can open a layaway contract by putting down a 40% deposit. The balance is paid off by getting five other people into the club and to open a contract. We are the answer, the golden answer to securing your future in gold and silver bullion at 40 cents on the dollar. For more information, visit us at thegoldenanswer.com
or give us a call at 1-800-710-1090. That's 1-800-710-1090.
All right, folks, we're almost out of time. I got a bunch of news I want to hit on. I've already mentioned most of it or gone over it with the listeners. If we take a lot of calls, the callers have a way of bringing up most of the stuff I was going to talk about today anyways. I really shouldn't talk about Rush Limbaugh, Arnold Schwarzenegger. I mean, this really is mindless distractions or diversions. We've got all these race-specific bioweapons being produced, all these microbiologists dying, the globalists setting up all these FEMA camps. And then here I am reading this Rush Limbaugh in Pill Probe, New York Daily News, talk radio titan Rush Limbaugh is being investigated for allegedly buying thousands of addictive painkillers from a black market drug ring. The moralizing motor mouth was turned in by his former housekeeper, who says she was Limbaugh's pill supplier for 4 years. Will McClain, 42, this was Limbaugh, was hooked on the potent prescription drugs, Oxycontin, Lorset, and hydrocodone, and went through detox twice. There were times when I was worried, Klein told the National Enquirer, which broke the story in the edition being published today. All these pills are enough to kill an elephant, never mind a man. So, boy, I mean, just unbelievable. And, but why is all this coming out now? You know, the comment about the black guy and all that. I just get so sick of it. Oh, boy, he's a total puppet. I mean, hey, Arnold, you didn't say you loved Hitler. That's your problem. You said you loved Hitler and you posed for hardcore gay porno mags. And if you had said that you hate Christians, maybe you'd be a Christian conservative and be supported. I mean, have you been to the Satanic Grove? I haven't seen your name on the list. If you were a member of a satanic organization, you might be okay. No, you were just a mid-level bootlegger. And maybe the establishment doesn't want to pay you the $287 million contract. Money like that will make them burn you, buddy. Wonder what your maid's getting. Now, that much money's a curse, folks. There's a bunch of other news here. It's all very important. You just need to visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. I don't buy this story for a second. This comes to you from the country that brought up the story of the Iraqis throwing babies out of incubators. This is out of Associated Press. Kuwait foils smuggling of chemicals, bio-warheads from Iraq. Kuwait security authorities have foiled an attempt to smuggle $60 million worth of chemical weapons and biological warheads. Oh, really? From Iraq to an unnamed European country, a Kuwait newspaper said on Wednesday. The pro-government Al-Siarjari quoted an unnamed security source that the suspects had been watched by security since they arrived in Kuwait and were arrested in due time. They did not say when or how the smugglers entered Kuwait or when they were arrested. Isn't that interesting? And it says the smugglers may have been accomplices inside Kuwait. Isn't that interesting? Now, we know the country's full of chemical weapons with U.S. markings, but they can't roll those out and show those to the world. We have video of them from the first Gulf War, but will this be used as evidence of Saddam's weapons of mass destruction? Who knows? We're out of time, folks. Another great show. Can't get into the other distractions about Arnold's groping of women, but I'm sure you've already heard about that, which really pales compared to all the I love Hitler, I want to be a dictator stuff, but it is pretty serious. He's just a maniac, sociopath. I do want to encourage you in the last minute of this show to, if you believe in the show, what we're doing, to support us, to get my videos that are riveting, that are informative, that are waking folks up when they see them, to get them out to people, to give them as gifts. You've got your Christmas gifts handled this year, folks. You've got your birthday gifts handled. Get Road to Tyranny. Get Masters of Terror. Get the new book, Order Out of Chaos. Get Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove with the phony neocons. Go. Get the videos. Get them out to people. And I want to commend those that have supported us in the past and have gotten the films out. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free. Get the videos of the books at 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or Infowars.com or net. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All the affiliates, the listeners, the sponsors, the folks running the show, great job. Have a good Thursday. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other...